A quick shiur today on the inyan of Meiruk, and really the inyan of Psul Zaris when it comes to the Zar doing Shechita and the Kohen Hedyot. So the Mishnah says that after the Kohen Gadol would do the Shechita, it says, Vehevi lu es atamid karza, which is Lashon Shechita, the Gemara explains, Umeiruk acher Shechita al yado. And another Kohen, Rashi says, Meiruk acher v'gamar Kohen acher Shechita. Another Kohen completes the Shechita. And the reason is because the fisha ain kabbalas hadam ksheira el b'kohen gadol. The tzarach lemar lekabbas. The kohen gadol has to do the kabbalah very quickly. So he does the shechita. He passes it off to another kohen to quickly finish the shechita, and then the kohen gadol catches the blood. The gemara is going to address some of the other issues here, of that the fact that kohen gadol has to do every single avoda. That's probably going to be our next topic, that the kohen gadol has to do every single avoda on Yom Kippurim. But the point here is, why is Rashi saying a Kohen Acher does the Shechita? Why can't you say a Zar does the Shechita? Right, once you have the klal that only Kohen Gadol is allowed to do the Avoda, no one else is allowed to do Avodos, this is the one exception where someone else could do the Meiruk, so why pass it to a Kohen Acher? Why not allow a Zar to do that Kohen, to do that Shechita?
Is
the
Zar ever allowed to do it?
A Zar is allowed to do Shechita in general. He's allowed to do Shechita.
Kohen Gadol's already not doing it, and his Zara's allowed to do it, so he's saying only a Kohen Hedyot can do it.
Exactly. Now, Tosas does address this question later on, Lamed Beis and Lamed Beis, and he ends up saying that it's possible that this Marika is really not part of the Shechita. It's not a Gemar Shechita. It's really a Tzarach Kabbal's Dam. It's to help accept the Dam, so that would be why a Zara couldn't do it. He also suggests that maybe Meiruk, even though Meiruk is Gemar Shechita, it's a necessary part of a Shechita for Yom Kippur. But since on a regular shechita shchulin, meiruk isn't necessary, so this becomes a type of shechita that a zar cannot do. So that might be why Rashi says a kohen cannot, only a kohen could do this meiruk, but a zar cannot.
What was the
first teretz? First teretz is that meiruk is really tzarech kabbalah. It's to help the kabbalah and not a gemar shechita. So once it's in the world of a kabbalah, a zar is only allowed to do shechita in yanim, can't do kabbalah in yanim. So that might be why Rashi says a Kohen does it, not a Zar. But Rashi clearly says the Gamar Kohen Acher Shechita, he completes a Shechita. So Rashi is clearly assuming it's not a Tzarech Kabbalah, it's really a Gamar Shechita. So why does he only mention a Kohen Acher? Why doesn't he allow a Zar? Because in essence, a Kohen Hedyot on Yom Kippur is a Zar. A Kohen Hedyot can't do a Voda. It's the same exact thing as a Zar on a regular day of the week. So the Gemara in Yevamos tells us, again, a very complicated sugya. I don't know who went to the sugya. Ein iser chal iser, iser kol iser, mosif. But in that context, the Gemara says that a person, a zar who shimesh for Shabbos, who does an avoda on Shabbos in the base of Mikdash, he's a chayv mishum zaris, he's a chayv mishum Shabbos. He's chayv because a zar can't do avoda. He's also violating an iser on melach on Shabbos. So Gemara is trying to figure out which iser is he doing, and which avoda is he doing. The Gemara says, if you're telling me that's a shechita, shechita bazar kshera. We know the halacha is that a zar is allowed to do a shechita on kadshim. So what's the iser? What's he involved? Why is there an iser avoda? The Gemara gives another answer, explains it's kabbalah, halacha, and so on and so forth. Well, that's only tiltil. There's no iser malacha for doing a kabbalah. The Gemara says it's haktara. We put it on the fire. Fine. So when the Gemara says a zar is kashir b'shechita, when a zar does it on Shabbos, a zar shechs an animal, kutch him on Shabbos, so what's going on there? So Rashi explains, ein kan zaris. There's no zaris. Unclear what Rashi means by this. So some say that there is no violation of zar doing avoda, because a zar can do a shechita, but the Rashash says that there is an iser Shabbos. So again, on a Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, a Zar could do a Shechita of a carbon. That's allowed. And he could even do the Avoda, he could even do the Shechita on Shabbos. Avoda. There's no Isser Avoda for the Zar to do a Shechita any time he does it. But when he does it on Shabbos, he violates a Melacha. There's an Isser Deraisa of doing Shechita. So even though Mitzad Avoda, there's no Isser, Mitzad Shabbos, there is an Isser. That's what the Rashash says. Because the only heter of doing malacha on Shabbos is for the Kohanim. But there is no heter malacha for a zar. That's what he writes. He does quote Tshuvas Chacham Tzvi, who says that no, a zar, once a zar has a heter to do shechita in the Beis Mikdash, mimela, the zar has a heter to do shechita even on Shabbos. There is no malacha for the Zohar to do Shechita on Shabbos.
What would the Chacham say do with this Gemara?
With this Gemara, the Gemara, the unclear Rashi means. The Gemara simply says a Zohar can do Shechita on Shabbos. He can do Shechita. So, unclear, does that mean he could do Shechita and it's permitted on Shabbos? Or he could do Shechita but it's still on Isser Shabbos? That's the whole debate here. That's the ambiguity in reading the Gemara and Rashi. So that's the debate. So what some say in general, there's something very important to keep in mind. This comes up many places. I'm trying to recall where, though, exactly. But I'm not remembering. That when we say a zar could be shochet, could do shechita, is that something that it's a reshus, it's bidyeved, or lechachila, and it's no different? If I bring an animal, I could shecht it just as much as a kohen could shecht my animal. Are they equal? Or no, a zar is allowed to, but it's advisable to use a kohen. I believe this is a discussion somewhere. I don't remember where this is right now. It might have came up in the Gemara Pesachim Dav Zayinim and Beis by the Lashon of Lin Al, those Nuschos. It might come up there. It might also come up when it comes to the halachas of the second pair of Kedushin, those who learn Kedushin, when it comes to Shluch HaShadim Kamosa, and they learn from Shechitas Pesach. There's a discussion there as well, I think it comes up, whether or not a Zar, how L'chachila a Zar could do the Shechita's Kachim or not. So that might be part of the debate here, whereby the Rashash says, yes, a Zar could do Shechita of a carbon, but that's B'dievet. So if he goes ahead and does this on Shabbos, he violates an Isser. But according to Chacham Tzvi in the Aruch Lener, who allows a Zar to even do Shechita on Shabbos, there's no Isser, because he's hold a Zar Shechita of Kachim is actually something like Chachila, no different than a Kohen doing the Shechita. I think that's part of the debate, not our issue. Now, what comes out of this, though, is that the Psul Zaros, how it connects to the Psul Zaros of a Kohen Hedyot on Yom HaKippurim. That's the Shaila. How so? So if you look at the Chazanish assumes, based on this Rashi, he assumes that when a Zar shechts on Shabbos, there is no Isser Shabbos for him at all. He assumes like that Man Domer, like the Chacham Tzvi. There's the Chazanish in the second page, that when a Zar shechts on Shabbos, there is no Isser at all. So he says, it's Mashma, that lichadchila, it's kasher for a zar to do a shechit, like I was saying before. And along the same lines, this shouldn't be an iser and Yom Kippur either if a zar shechs a animal. So the Gemara does explicitly talk about in Yuma if a zar shechs a paro shel Aaron. The Kohen Gadol brings his own par on Yom Kippur. And the Gemara's machlok is whether a zar could do that shechita or not do that shechita. So there's two mandamrim there. And he ends up saying that a Zar is allowed to do that Shechita because a Zar could do Shechita, and there is no violation of an Isser Yom HaKippurim. So then he goes on and brings a proof from our Mishnah here, in Daf Lamed, Aleph Amud Beis, the case of Meirik. He says, how is this Kohen Hedyot allowed to do the Meirik? Isn't a Kohen Hedyot a Zar? And a Zar does an Avodah on Shabbos Yom Kippur, he violates an Isser Yom Kippur, an Isser Shabbos. So how is he allowed to do this in Yom Kippur? So he says that we see from here that even though a Kohen Hedyot is considered a Zar, he's allowed to do Shechita. So even though a Zar, again, a Zar when it comes to Yom HaKippurim, rather a Zar on Shabbos, even though a Zar is a Zar, he's not a Kohen, if he does something he's allowed to do, there is no Isser Shabbos. So too, the Kohen Hedyot, who's a Zar on Yom Kippur, if he does the Shechita, which he's allowed to do, there is no Isser of Yom Kippur. That's the equation he makes. So we see from the Chazanish that he equates the Psul Zaros of a Zar in general to the Psul of a Kohen Hedyot on Yom HaKippurim. It's the same level. The Kohen Hedyot is a complete Zar on Yom Kippur, just like a Zar is on a regular day of the week.
What do you say then?
Great. So it sounds like to me, from the Chazanish, it sounds like he would say that a regular Zar should be able to do it. Because the fact that he's bringing a Raya, he's talking about Psul Zaros in general. And if he brings a Raya from a Kohen Hedyot Yom Kippur, he's certainly equating a Kohen Hedyot Yom Kippur to a regular Zar, which would, I think, take it the next step, that a Zar could do this Meiruk. Even though Rashi doesn't say it, I think that would be the logic of the Chazanish.
Or you could say the opposite, that he equates Kohen Hedyot to a regular Megir Zara during the week, and only Dafka, a Kohen to his army, that Yisrael is not in the parasha at all.
But you don't see that from his discussion, because he's talking about Psul Zaros in general, and he brings a Raya from a Kohen Hedyot in Yom Kippur. So clearly there's no difference between a Kohen Hedyot in Yom Kippur to a Zara during the rest of the year. That's the Chazon Ish's assumption. Now, I think that's the assumption that of Asman Darais. I don't know who I got a chance to look at this, but Yosef Engel in Klal Yutes, he's talking about the psul of a Kohenes. Kohenes is not allowed to do avod in the base of Mikdash. And he quotes a Parshas Drachim here, who has a safek, whether or not the psul of a Kohenes is because it says Bnei Aaron v'lo Bnos Aaron, the drasha, only Bnei Aaron could do avodah, Bnos Aaron cannot do avodah. So he wants to know in the Parshas Drachim, is that b'psul midun zaris or psul ba'alma? Does a Kohenes have a status of a zar or just stam a psul? That's the suffix the Parshas Drachim has. And he goes off the whole discussion. Yosef Engel Kadarko goes to various complex rayas from the Gemaras. And then he ends up saying, I'll bring you a raya from our sugya in not our sugya in Yuma, but the sugya of a Kohen Hedyot who does an avoda and a zar sheshimes b'shabbos. And by bringing these rayas, he's equating a zar during the week to a Kohen Hedyot on Yom Kippur to a Kohenes in general. All psulim of Kohanim, he's equating all of them. So the Asman Daraisa, Rav Yosef Engel, has the same assumption as Chazon Ish, that the Kohen Hedyot on Yom Kippur is in essence a zar like any other day of the year. Which, as Max was saying, which would indicate, I believe, that maybe a zar could do this Meiruk as well. Yes?
But I'm just talking about the Korban Talmud. So, like Tozo says on Lana Bez and Bez, that the Korban Talmud is not really part of the Mona Hayom.
Right.
So how could you bring a Raya? There's no...
So this becomes part of the larger discussion, which I think we're doing next week. Which types of avodas does the Kohen Gadol have to do? Is it only, as Tosus himself writes, things that are unique to Yom Kippur, whatever he wear, Bigdei Lavan, the Hagrala, the Ketores, the Chafina, or even other avodas as well? So you write in Tosus saying later on, he assumes that things that are Tamid, that are not Shach to the Kohen Gadol, not Shach to Yom HaKippurim, so then it would be permitted seemingly. So that's what he ends up saying, that no, it's only non-avodas of weekday activities are permitted by other people. So Karban Talmud, which is a weekday activity, and a Shechita, which is not an avoda, that would be permitted by a Kohen Acher, someone else. But he ends up saying, but Meiruk is not a Stam Shechita, it's not a Lav Avoda, it's more than that. And therefore he assumes it is broader than simply Yom HaKippurim avodas. It's anything that's unique to Yom Kippur, even though it's Shaykh to the Talmud, it's something that's special for Yom Kippur. And it's not an avoda, I should say. It is an avoda, I should say. Okay, so again, right now what we have is that the Asman Daraisa and the Chazon Ish both equate the psul Kohen Hedyot Yom Kippur to the regular psul zar during the rest of the year. Now again, according to that, we would say that a zar would be able to do the Meiruk as well, seemingly. Even though Rashi says Kohen Acher, and you'd have to say Rashi's Lav Dafka. Happens to be a Kohen would be the nice person to choose, but it doesn't have to be that way. But if you look at Rav Yashiv in the Ha'aros, anyone see this inside? So Rav Yashiv seems to be mechalik between a Zar and a Kohen Hedyot, against what the Chazon Ish say and the Rav Yosef Engel. So he says as follows. We quote the Gemara Nivamos Daf Lam and Gimel Merbez that says a zar that shachet on Shabbos, it's a ein zarus. And if he's shachet on Shabbos, he's chayiv misa. He says he holds that way. He assumes there is a chayiv misa because it was only a heter of doing avoda legabe the kohen and not legabe anyone else. And even though they're both equal, that just like the zar and kohen hedyot, they could both equally do the shechita. In the end of the day, there was no heter on Shabbos or Yom Kippur for the Zar. And therefore, he says only the Kohen Hedyot is allowed to do the Meiruk, because only he has the heter. The heter of Voda, heter Mlacha, is only Legabe the Kohanim and not Legabe the Zar. So that's why he says, Rashi says specifically, only a Kohen Acher is allowed to do the Meirik on Yom Kippur, because a Zar, there would be a Isser, because there is no Heter of doing Avoda, a Melacha, on Yom Kippur or on Shabbos for a Zar. So this whole debate between the Rav Yashuv and the Chazon Ish, whether or not a Kohen Acher is considered a Psul Zarus or not, seems to depend on how you view Rashi and the Gemara in Yevamos. That if you assume Rashi says that a Zar can do Avoda on Yom Kippurim, on Shabbos rather, so then of course a Zar could do it on Yom Kippur as well. That's what the Chazon Ish says, and he's equating Zar and Kohen Hedyot exactly the same. But if you assume a Zar cannot do the Avoda on Yom Kippur on Shabbos, when Rashi says there's no violation of Mitat Avod of the Zar, but there is an Issur Shabbos for the Zar, so then Rashi here says, how then can a Kohen do the Gemir, how could the Kohen do the Meirik Yom Kippur? Because as Rav Yashuv says, only a Zar doesn't have a Heter Avoda on Shabbos, but a Kohen does have a Heter Avoda on Shabbos. And when it comes down to really, the real Yisod is whether or not we're going to equate the Psul Zar to the Psul Kohen Hedyot on Yom Kippur. Okay, we'll stop here. Rav Rubinstein, I need to run. Rav Rubinstein will be here in a few minutes to give you guys a shmooze. Mimir Tashem, I would suggest maybe tomorrow to go weiter in the Gemaras to make it a Lamed Beis Amid Beis. There's a lot of Gemara here. I was going to do a sugya on the Indian of Tevila, where the Tevila, going to the Mikvah, is a Hechsher for the Avoda, or really it's a Mitzvah Bifnei Atzmo. There's an interesting toast on top of Lamed Beis Amid Aleph, who has a Havamina. And maybe you could do 5 Tevilas in a row. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and be Yotze the Tevilas, not separating between the different big dekuna, which at least in the Havamina indicates that each tefillah is just a mitzvah b'fnei atzmo and not connected at all to the big dekuna. That's at least in the Havamina. Don't go through that sugya, but I decided to move on. So let's just go through the Gemaras. In the bottom of Lamed Beis Amid Beis, we're going to go through a very important sugya I mentioned before a few times, whether every single avoda of the day does a Kohen Gadol have to do, or only those avodos that are unique to Yom HaKippur.